Here at the 2013 NAFB Convention and Trade Talk is underway, and I'm sitting in National Pork Board booth right here, and Dale Norton, Vice President of the Board, is sitting here with me. First of all, kind of tell me what your role is as VP.
Okay. I'm from Michigan. Farm in partnership with my brother, nephew, and son. I've been involved with the pork industry on the national level for about 15 years. Was chair of the Animal Welfare Committee for a period of time. Continued to kind of stay involved, and was elected to the board 4 years ago. And Pork Board is the entity that does research, education, and promotion of the product. And I really appreciate the research that we do in particular. Others are probably more promotion-oriented, but research hits home to producers particularly. And so my role is to help manage the money that is collected through the checkoff.
You know, one of the hot topics that all pork producers are talking about is PED and what that means to the consumer, what that means to producers across the country. So what's the update on that?
Well, first of all, there's no safety issue with PED. So pork is perfectly safe. That's one thing for the public to know. For producers, those that are impacted, it's a real test of their economic stability. Those that are have pigs that are between birth and 28 days, if they're affected, then they're nearly 100% fatal. So, and it takes a period of time to build immunity in the sow herd to not have it happen. So part of what has happened with Pork Board is we've really made an expedited effort to put research together to help minimize the impact that it's going to have. We've done a lot of research on the virus itself. How do we make it? How do we grow it? That's been one of the difficult things. Need to grow the virus in order to be able to do research on it.
I was just going to continue on the research side of it. What's being done, and what can producers do prevention?
Sure. Been a lot of research done on disinfectants, on biosecurity protocols, on cleaning trailers, on how hot do they have to be heated if you're using a baking process. We know that we don't have enough truck washes out there to possibly wash all of the trucks every time they come to your farm. So what can you do to minimize the risk? The packing industry, the veterinarians, the sow haulers, transportation, the manure haulers, all have been involved in discussions and research to help minimize the impact. We have a very good website, pork.org, has some very good fact sheets about biosecurity and other related topics that can help minimize the transfer of the disease.
Well, let's kind of change paces and talk about the consumer and the pork checkoff. Okay. And specifically, you know, the We Care initiative and how the consumers and customers have responded to it.
Yes, the We Care initiative is out there to help the public understand that we really do care about the animals we raise. We care about the community in which we live. We care about the environment. We care about our employees. And hopefully that message is transmitted to the public. We also have an abundance of recipes and cooking ideas. For example, we've done research that says that 145 is all the hotter you need to have it cooked in order to get a flavorful and juicy portion of meat. And so that has been pushed heavily, and I think it's starting to be recognized. As you know, we have thermometers here for those that come by the booth to help them to remember that 145 is all that's needed. We've changed our nomenclature on some of the cuts on the chops, and that has been helpful, I think, for the consumer to understand what a rib chop is, what a porterhouse chop. They're more uniform. And one of our catchphrases is cook it like a steak. So 7 minutes on a side gives you a good medium and juicy, flavorable steak. And pork steak, pork chop, you know, any of those type of things that you grill makes a really good meal.
You know, demographics and marketing have changed. You know, we're more and more the animal agriculture is marketing more to the millennial generation and educating them on that, not only what to eat their product, but how to eat it and how to prepare it. And on the way up here on the radio, I heard a great commercial, and I was so excited because it wasn't on a station that I would typically hear that, but it was advertising an ebook, and the free ebook, which was full of recipes for consumers. How has marketing changed? Who are you trying to target?
Well, I'm 62. And so I'm way past the millennial age, and when you start talking about internet use and all that, it's not geared towards me. You know, it's geared towards people your age,
right.
and the marketing process is so much different, and social media and the ability to immediately respond to something is out there, and Pork Board has really tried to take advantage of that. I was not aware of the electronic recipe book, but that's great. That's neat.
Well, I think that it's a testament of time, the type of marketing being used and being able to stay online and relevant with your consumers is very prevalent, and I believe that the Pork Checkoff has done just that. So what else is coming down the pipeline for the Pork Board and the Pork Checkoff? What do we see coming from you guys?
We also are talking about sustainability some. This is not on the marketing side, but a lot of the food companies are making more and more endeavors into being sustainable, and we're very proud of the fact that in the last 50 years we use 40% less water than we used to use to produce 100 pounds of pork. We use 78% less land, and our carbon footprint is 35% smaller than it has been. So, and we continue to make improvement in those areas through our research, and I think it's good for the public to know that we really do try to continue to improve in how we operate.
Well, thank you, Dale. Once again, talking with Dale Norton. He is the Vice President for the National Pork Board here at Trade Talk, and talking about hot topics, PED, and marketing with the Pork Checkoff and who their demographic is and who they're trying to target. Once again, talking with Dale Norton at Trade Talk, and I'm Jamie Johansson.